1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 652. Rejected sketch 753. Reflections.
Hello, hello. Rejects Week continues.
Woo.
K Billy's Super Sounds of the 70s continues. And today, Laura, you may be the part of the Behemoth.
The Behemoth.
You won't remember. Dan's never seen it. I was carrying on referencing the radio announcer in Reservoir Dogs. Steve, what do you call him?
I have seen Reservoir Dogs.
Stephen Wright.
There you go.
For a long time.
The Behemoth. So you can play the part of Queen. Dan, I see you as the other part. So the pair.
Oh yeah, this is bang on. Trend,
yeah.
Me vainly talking into a mirror and Dan abusing me, which I see is what's going to happen.
I just don't think that's fair.
Oh, I do think it is. You've been better behaved of late.
I mean, if you hung Dan on the wall as a mirror, it would just fall off constantly.
1 foot sliding.
Yeah. Right, off you go then. Let's have at it.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
It is you, my queen. You are the fairest.
And yet I heard a courtier yestereve say that Snow White is the fairer. Had him killed, obviously, but just checking. It's not true.
No, you're far fairer than her. She's the opposite, if anything.
Well spoken, O glass of truth. We are satisfied that we remain the most beautiful in the land.
Yes, that's... What? Sorry?
I said, well spoken, O glass of truth.
I think I know what's happened here. There are actually two meanings of the word fair.
What mean you?
Well, you see, I thought you've been asking who was the blondest, so I said you, because your hair's really blonde. I mean... I've not done, you know, exhausting research. Presumably exhaustive is probably the word.
Let's assume it should be exhaustive, but it'd be tiring for a mirror to do research, so let's say both.
But to all extents, to all extents and purposes...
Okay, that should
intense, be... Intense, presumably.
Yes, intense, yeah.
You're the most blonde. Your hair's basically white, is what I'm saying.
So... When you said Snow White was less fair than I...
Less blonde, yeah. Snow White's got really, really black hair. That's why they call her Snow White. On account of her black hair, which makes her skin look more white. You know, it's counterintuitive.
So you thought I was asking whether I had the lightest hair pigmentation for all these years?
Pretty much.
But that's imbecilic, foolish mirror.
Well, at least blondness is quantifiable. You definitely have the fairest hair, probably. Whereas it's impossible to say who's the most beautiful. It's a matter of consensus, not of empirical fact.
Oh, I see.
But it definitely wouldn't be you.
What?
Oh, come on, you look about 80. The white hair doesn't help.
But that time I asked whether I was the hottest bitch in town.
Ambiguous again. You had on a very tight corset and lots of makeup, and you just slaughtered like 60 peasants, and I thought, yes, that would probably put you in the top percentile of those feeling warm, and also confirm you're a bitch.
But this cannot be. What about when I asked whether I was the primo macabre hoodie?
To be honest, I have no idea what those words mean. I just took a chance on yes. 50-50, isn't it? Worth a shot.
And so, tell me true. Is Snow White the most beautiful in the land?
Well, as I say, I don't think it's possible to categorically identify an individual who fulfills the variegated qualities of female attraction. So, no, basically she is bloody gorgeous. Black hair, pale skin, great figure, legs up to her armpits, or her dwarven friend's armpits.
So how would I fare?
Careful now.
How would I succeed if I try to kill her?
You'll basically fail in a kind of ironic, symbolic way. Oof, just nasty.
And what would I get if I smashed my mirror?
7 years bad luck.
I'll take it. Sensual, my royal hammer.
Oh, what? You are so unfair.
Don't know why you cast Dan in that part. It doesn't really sound like him at all.
Thank you. I thought I did wonderfully too.
I thought you did wonderfully. Although I was highly amused.
I was acting.
Your refusal to say in it. The sketch says in it.
Oh,
and
yes,
went,
I don't say
is,
in
is
it.
Is it not?
It also, I also picked entirely the wrong voice to say in it.
Yeah, fine.
I could have, it wouldn't have sounded right.
Perhaps not.
I don't think it's too bad.
No, that's relatively respectable as far as rejects go, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not terrible.
I like it, but, you know, it's kind of by the book. It's somewhere between like a Finnamore sketch and like a 10-second cutaway in Family Guy.
Yes.
Both of those things are funny.
Both those things can definitely be funny.
True. Very true.
I have no anecdotes about mirrors to furnish us with, I'm afraid.
I don't either.
No.
I mean, I work with mirrors a lot, but, you know, nothing of interest to the podcast, the comical.
It's a driving instructor.
A lot of my PhD was mirrors.
Hang on. Oh, yeah, just because of the lasers.
The lasers, mirrors, deformal mirrors, you know, spherical mirrors. Done them all. See them all.
Of course, they're all deformed mirrors while I've finished with them.
You should see my mirror balls.
Look at them shine. Yeah, look at them shine. That's weird, actually, because today, the podcast that went out today at the time of recording had Laura talking about Mr. Susan from The Mighty Boosh. And here he is again.
Yes.
Look at them
He's
shine.
He's another one who'd get it. The geography teacher.
That's exactly what you said. That's why we discussed it before in the podcast that went out today. When you just said, oh, I'd do that Barrett.
Get it.
Give that Barrett a home.
I would. I don't back myself in a fight against Julia Davis, though, which is probably also what I said that time.
I'll give him a Barrett's esophagus. Quite a good medical joke there. Implying that you deep throat him.
Tough crowd.
Take your word for it.
Dr. Martin's cracking right up now at home.
Martin, listen to these.
Oh, heartbreaking. So he's got loads of time when he's not anaesthetising people.
Maybe he uses this to anaesthetise people.
Oh, you're coming back round, listening, enjoy yourself. 10 minutes, you'll be back with us and laughing.
Yeah, it's like laughing gas in audio form, isn't it?
Minus your kidney stones.
Right then. Well, I think we should knock it on the head there.
Right.
Because tomorrow there'll be another reject for you. So don't stay tuned, because don't sit there for 24 hours. But yeah, come back.
That would be pointless.
Yeah.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor and Daniel Mitchell. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.